By O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Canada will soon have a new leader after a party election. CBS's Ed O'Keefe from Ottawa.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying goodbye to his party and hitting back hard at Trump.
We will continue to be in a trade war that was launched by the United States for the foreseeable future. So Canadians should continue to buy Canadian, continue to stand up for each other.
Trudeau is being succeeded by Mark Carney, an economist and former head of Canada's central bank, who's set to take power in the coming days and inherit a tariff war involving hundreds of billions of dollars in trade.
President Trump did not rule out a recession, saying tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods will still be enacted April 2nd in an interview with Fox Business.
There is a period of transition. Because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time.
There's another threat of a partial government shutdown.
Adding to the potential economic uncertainty, whether there could be a government shutdown this week with a Friday deadline looming. The president is backing a Republican bill to extend funding through the end of the year. A vote is expected Tuesday, but it's unclear if there's enough support.
Correspondent Nicole Killian reporting. The head of the watchdog agency that protects federal workers and whistleblowers, Hampton Dellinger, spoke to CBS's 60 Minutes about his recent firing along with a dozen and a half others.
I don't think we have watchdog agencies anymore. The inspector generals are gone. The head of the Office of Government Ethics is gone. I'm gone. The independent watchdogs who are working on behalf of the American taxpayers, on behalf of military veterans, they've been pushed out.
A Black Lives Matter mural in the street in front of the White House will be removed tomorrow as Washington's mayor faced GOP federal funding threats. WTOP Radio's Alan Etter reports on a gathering there earlier today.
Singing the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, members of the Eastern Province Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity wanted to honor the significance of this mural one last time.
We stand here in solidarity because that's what that mural means.
Richard Maddox is the fraternity's president. He says BLM is more than just some letters on the road. Asked if he thinks the city is just trying to appease the Trump administration.
We fully support the mayor, but we recognize how important it is that we do not forget why that mural was put there.
Alan Etter for CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
There's a new use for poker.
British entrepreneur Joe Living runs Aces High, a firm that deals worksite workshops on poker. It began when she taught the game to her male friends.
And quickly saw them growing in confidence, closing client deals and landing promotions.
She says poker skills translate to big business.
People think it's about bluff and bravado. So there's so many skills from the poker table that are transferable to the boardroom table, from negotiation, communication, deep listening.
Media company manager David Minard says it's been effective at his office.
How we can learn about ourselves and hopefully, you know, develop our own skills of communication and reading other people.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's Sleep Awareness Month.
Go to sleep.
Sleep is increasingly becoming an important part of the travel experience. A survey from Hilton Hotels finds 2/3 of Americans say they sleep better in hotels than at home. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
High up into- With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-30s and a little breeze out of the west. For Monday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear and windy Monday night, a low around 42. 44 the high on Tuesday, 47 Wednesday, and low 50s by Thursday. It's 51 at our studios.
Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
So you running?
WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Down in the boondocks, people will be down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. Out of Never been a sinner, I never sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, it's gonna set me up the spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and your name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place, that's the best. Go to the place, that's the best.
Local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Won't you pardon me, pretty woman? woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Yeah.
What they say now, they never say what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your faith, for the most to hell with hate. Come on, get on. Around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Try.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Goodbye.
think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball,
satin and lace, is a little pity.
Don't go away.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Eggs are under investigation, at least the price of them. CBS's Scott McFarland says the Justice Department is investigating what's behind rising egg prices, which nationally are nearly $7 for a dozen.
The reported Department of Justice inquiry into egg prices comes just weeks after a complaint was issued to the Antitrust Division of the U.S. Justice Department by a Midwest agricultural watchdog group called Farm Action, which questioned whether the avian flu was really the cause of inflated egg prices.
Another day of protests outside Tesla dealerships and factories, this one in Boston.
100-plus people holding anti-must signs picketed outside the Tesla dealership at the Prudential Center with a clear message.
We don't need this company anymore, and we don't need Elon Musk.
That's Shua, one of the organizers. With a brass band to play along, the people here say Musk has way too much power in the Trump administration, and that his slashing of budgets and jobs is damaging the country. So they're out to damage his pocketbook.
Elon Musk, 60% of his net worth comes from Tesla stock.
With a deluge of negative press recently, that stock has cratered 30% on the year.
Kyle Schaffel for CBS News, Boston.